This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's election day in the Persian Gulf Kingdom of Bahrain. Voters there will fill seats left vacant when the leading Shiite opposition party walked out of parliament to protest the crushing of the unrest back in March. The opposition is calling for a boycott. Street protests have continued, but the government, with the encouragement of the U.S. government, insists it will maintain order and usher in genuine reforms. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Bahrain and has this report.
Less than a year ago, Bahrain's polling stations were packed. The largest Shiite opposition party, Al-Wafaq, was participating and took 18 of the 40 seats in parliament. But after a dramatic, short-lived popular uprising this spring was crushed by the Sunni-led government forces backed by troops from Saudi Arabia, Wafaq walked out of parliament in protest. As the government moves to fill those seats, there's a distinct lack of voter enthusiasm.
I'm standing in a school gym, which is serving as a polling station in the Sanabis neighborhood. This neighborhood was the scene of billowing tear gas and chants against the king yesterday as young protesters faced off against a large security deployment. By late morning today, however, the polling station remains almost empty of voters. The poll workers are ready, the ballot boxes stand waiting, but so far at least the only things missing are the voters.
Four candidates are running unopposed, and three of them met reporters Thursday. Sausan Takawi is a 39-year-old head of the youth and sports organization who voiced a common theme when she said protecting the rule of law and Bahrain's economy are top priorities.
See, Bahraini who love his country will not let the economic of Bahrain to go down. If someone is one of the people who made that, then he's not Bahraini.
Takawi, who is Shiite, also spoke of the need for reform and of standing up for anyone abused in the crackdown by the government in March. She was unusually blunt in rejecting opposition criticism that she can't speak for the people.
So that's bull. Sorry to say in this language, that's bull. It's not true. I'm representing people. I'm not representing the government. When I decided to enter the election, no one told me to go. Yeah? I have kids. I want for better for my family, my kids.
In another corner of this tiny kingdom, thousands gathered to hear Sheikh Ali Salman, the head of Wafaq. Salman called the government's reforms cosmetic and said elections alone don't make democracies. He noted that elections were routine occurrences in some of the authoritarian regimes that are now history.
We're talking about the democracy of Britain, of the U.S., of France, not the democracy of Egypt, of Ben Ali in Tunisia, of Saddam Hussein, or of Gaddafi.
This rally was licensed and peaceful, but young Shiites are still taking to the streets. They did so again yesterday in a shopping mall and a number of Shiite villages, defying a huge security deployment. As tear gas canisters spewed their fumes through the alleys, the reply was a four-beat rhythm over and over. It stands for Down, Down, Hamad, a reference to Bahrain's monarch, King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. While the government is willing to discuss reform, regime change is a red line for the ruling family and for neighboring Saudi Arabia, which sees Bahrain as a bulwark against Iran's regional ambitions. Washington is also solidly behind the government, a strategic ally that has long hosted the Fifth Fleet here. One Bahraini official said he's hoping for a 50% turnout today and then quick action on reforms. Whether that will be enough to recapture Bahrain's image as a safe and moderate banking haven is the huge question that remains unanswered. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.